Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eish HaTorah. Our text is Life is Now. We're in Chapter 7. The book of your life is made up of a multitude of short stories. We each have a story of our life. How we choose to label the story will have a major impact on whether we will experience much happiness or much sadness. Two people might have very similar life experiences, but one person will keep his main focus on the things that he was happy about, while the other focuses on the opposite. One person focuses mainly on his achievements and successes, and how he can keep developing himself and achieving even more in the future. The other person focuses mainly on his failures and limitations. One person's life is full of gratitude and appreciation, while the other person's life is full of resentment and regrets. How you label the main theme of your life is a key to whether you live a life of spiritual growth and fulfillment, or a life of materialism and disappointment. The very fact that you are alive means that your life is still a story in process. Regardless of your early chapters, you can upgrade the nature of your life story from now on. Regardless of how you initially react in any situation or circumstance, you can wisely choose to grow from every challenge. Right at this moment, you can say to yourself, from now on, I will keep my main focus on the good that I can do. I will constantly refine my character traits, and I will keep making elevating choices. Each day, you make a multitude of choices. Your life is made up of one short story after another. Keep asking yourself questions like these. What is the wisest thing to say and do next? How can I grow spiritually with my choices of thoughts, words, and actions right now? If I were to make a determined effort to become an elevated person, what would I think, say, and do now? What would my Father, my King, Creator and Sustainer of the universe, want me to say and do now? When I look back at my life, what would I have wished that I had said or done? Right now, I will develop a plan to say and do those things. In any given situation, no matter how challenging it is, you only have to deal with today. And today, you only have to deal with now. You might feel that it's hard to keep up a positive and wise way of being. But you don't have to be positive and wise all day. You only need to be positive and wise right now, one moment at a time. Look at your life as the story of a great person. Every day, choose a number of moments that are an expression of a great way of being. These great moments add up. They create a great life.